His brother had managed to get a math score of 800 on the PSAT, and now he was at Yale with a full scholarship. Andy had to try and do as well. More than once, he had asked his parents why it was so important to get into a good college. "Lots of people get rich in this country without going to college at all," he told them. His father would draw himself up stiffly. "The Liangs belong to the Mandarin class in China. I've told you again and again that to become a Mandarin, one had to pass the official examinations. Only outstanding scholars passed, and only they had the qualifications to govern the country." Andy's father always got worked up about the subject. He might be only a minor clerk in America, he said, but he was descended from a family of high-ranking officials in China. Another thing Andy noticed was that when his father went on at length about the illustrious Liang family, his mother always listened with a faint smile. She seemed to be amused for some reason. But that didn't stop her from also putting pressure on Andy to study hard. Every night, she would ask him whether he had done his homework, and she double-checked his papers to make sure everything was correct. Normally, Andy didn't mind doing his homework. He liked the satisfaction of a job well done when he finished a hard problem in math. But lately, all the extra work preparing for the exam was beginning to get him down. His mind wandered, and he began to daydream. He had visions of becoming a snake charmer, making a balloon trip over the Andes, or practicing kung fu in Shaolin Temple. He saw himself in the English countryside, riding a galloping horse in a fox hunt. He tried to stop wasting time on these stupid daydreams. Maybe his mind wouldn't wander if he had someone to study with. But nobody wanted to study with him. Nobody wanted to spend time with a nerd. Next day, the girl got off the bus again with Andy. And this time, instead of going into the convenience store, she began to walk with him. When they reached the yard with the German Shepherd, they both automatically backed away from the fence. Andy and the girl looked at each other and grinned. He was encouraged. "I'm Andy Liang. Are you new in the neighborhood?" "We moved here last week," she replied. "My name is Leona Hu, but Leona is a silly name, and my friends call me Lee." She was inviting him to call her Lee and including him among her friends. Andy could hardly believe his luck. An attractive girl was actually ready to be friends. He was grateful to the German Shepherd. The girl had big, almond-shaped eyes. Andy had overheard Americans saying that Chinese had slanty eyes, although his own eyes did not slant. Lee's eyes, on the other hand, definitely slanted upward at the corners. Her hair had a slightly reddish tint, instead of being blue-black like his own. She wasn't exactly beautiful, but with her hair and her slanting eyes, she looked exotic and fascinating. When they came to his house, Andy wished he could keep Lee talking with him. But she smiled at him briefly and went on. He had to stop himself from running after her to find out where she lived. He didn't want her to think that he was pestering her. Was she going to take the PSAT this year? If she was, maybe they could study together. At dinner that night, his father went on, as usual, about how important it was to do well on the PSAT. "We immigrants start at the bottom here in America, and the only way we can pull ourselves up is to get a good education. Never forget that you're descended from illustrious ancestors, Andy." Again, Andy noticed his mother's faint smile. Later, he went into the kitchen, where he found her washing the dishes. Why do you always smile when Father gives me his pep talk about education? Don't you agree with him? Oh, I agree with him about the importance of education, his mother said. I'm just amused by all that talk about illustrious ancestors. You mean Father wasn't telling the truth about Liangs being Mandarins? Asked Andy. He took up a bunch of chopsticks and began to wipe them dry. Usually, his mother refused his help with the chores. She wanted him to spend all his time on his homework.